Chapter 45, Corinth. You will remember that we left Paul at Athens, that great place of learning in Greece, where he had shown the wise men of that city how foolish they were to worship idols made of gold or silver or stone, and to think that these could be that great God who had made all things and themselves in particular. We must now follow him to another great city in those parts, which was called Corinth. He had left Silas and Timothy behind, and they did not catch up to him until he came to Corinth. There Paul found a Jew whose name was Aquila. He had come from Italy, because the emperor had commanded all Jews to leave Rome. So Aquila came with his wife to Corinth, and Paul went to live with them. Their work was to make tents, and as Paul knew how to make tents, he worked with them. It seems that he often used to work with his hands while on his journeys to preach the gospel, and so he was able to pay his own way and not be an expense to the people. He would not have men to be idle, and always taught that they should labor with their hands to get food to eat. In this way he set them an example, although he might have left them to provide for his wants, because as Jesus said, those who labor in the gospel are worthy of being supplied with things of this life. Paul spoke to the Jews and Greeks on the Sabbath days in the synagogue, which was the place where the Jews met for worship. He showed the Jews that Jesus was their Christ, or the Messiah that they were looking for. But their hearts were hardened, and they would not believe him. So he said he would leave them to their unbelief, and in the future would go and preach to the Gentiles. He went into the house of Justice, who was one that believed, and his house was next to the synagogue. But not all the Jews were left in their unbelief, for Crispus, who was the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord Jesus and all his house. So they were baptized, and many others of the people of Corinth, who also heard the words of Paul and believed. This was the beginning of the church at Corinth, to whom the apostle wrote the two epistles which we have in the New Testament. After these things, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and said to him, "Be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city." Being encouraged by this word, Paul stayed in Corinth for a year and a half, teaching the people. Then the Jews stirred up trouble and brought Paul to the judgment seat before the ruler of those parts. But this ruler would have nothing to do with it, and told the Jews that they must see to the matter themselves. So they took the chief ruler of the synagogue and beat him before the judgment seat. But they were not allowed to touch Paul, for God had promised that no man should hurt him, and he is always faithful to his word of promise. Then Paul stayed a good while longer, after which he left the brethren and sailed to Syria with Aquila and his wife. There was another minister who came to preach at Corinth, whose name was Apollos. He was a Jew and knew the scriptures so well that he was able to persuade many of the Jews that Jesus, whom they had crucified, was the real Messiah. So there were two good ministers of the gospel, Paul and Apollos, who preached at Corinth. But the church there made a great mistake, which caused divisions among them. Some liked Paul best, and some liked Apollos, and so they set themselves one against the other, which was very wrong. When Paul wrote to them, he showed them how wrong it was, and that both Apollos and himself were only ministers sent of God, and could only preach as he helped them. He himself had planted the church at Corinth, Apollos had watered it, but God only could give the increase. So we ought not to set one true minister of the Lord above another, but esteem each of them highly as being sent to preach according to the ability that God has given them. Now for the texts. You will read about Paul at Corinth in the book of Acts, chapter 18, and about the division over Paul and Apollos in the 1 Corinthians, chapter 3. Then you can find in the 2 Thessalonians where Paul told the brethren that they should work with their hands.